Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of September 2018. Supreme Court has declined to refer Ayodhya, Ram Janmabhoomi land dispute case to larger bench and clarified that the observations in paragraph 52 of Ismail Farooqi judgment that mosque was not an integral part of Islam have to be understood in the context of land acquisition proceedings. Supreme Court has held that Section 17 of the Limitation Act cannot be invoked to condone the delay in preferring application to set aside the arbitration award. Supreme Court has struck down 158-year-old Section 497 of Indian Penal Code, which criminalizes adultery, as unconstitutional. Supreme Court has affirmed that once the conviction of an MP or MLA has been stayed by the appellate court under Section 389 of the CRPC, the disqualification under subsections 1, 2 and 3 of Section 8 of the Representation of the People's Act, 1951 will not operate. Supreme Court has extended stay on construction ban in the city for a month and cleared that BMC can give permission to proposals submitted by builders till the 23rd of October, given that they have proper debris management system. Union Cabinet has approved the proposal to convert Goods and Services Tax Network, GSTN, into a government-owned company. Delhi High Court has held that the company is eligible to get the deduction in respect of the cost incurred on distributing mobile phones to its employees, dealers and sales personnel. Delhi High Court has slammed state government for poor infrastructure in 5 city hospitals and asked authorities to file a fresh status report giving details of the current situation of health facilities in the city. Bombay High Court has appointed Advocate Rajendra Deshmukh as amicus curiae, asking him to prepare a public interest litigation PIL on the sorry state of affairs at the Government Medical College and Hospital, GMCH. Madras High Court has restrained Chennai Metropolitan Water Supply and Sewerage Board from issuing work order to successful bidder of the contract for construction of third desalination plant at Nemuli till further orders. Madras High Court has directed the police to refrain from taking the extreme step of arresting and detaining farmers indulging in peaceful protest against the acquisition of the lands for the multi-crore Chennai-Salem Green Corridor project. Madras High Court has directed Tamil Nadu government to make surprise checks to verify whether schools implemented the no homework rule up to class 2 and followed NCERT prescribed textbooks ordered by it. NGT has quashed a 2016 EIA amendment that had constituted district-level EIA authorities along with expert appraisal committees for sand mining, stating that it was not in consonance with previous judgments of the Supreme Court. National Green Tribunal has constituted an oversight committee to look into the plea challenging the environmental clearance granted to the Chatham Highway project. Authority for Advance Rulings, West Bengal has held that the Indian Oil Corporation is not eligible to avail input tax credit, ITC, on the GST paid on the railway freight for transportation of ATF and other taxable supplies.